What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
Welcome to episode 21 of Reddit on Wiki. I am your host for today's episode. It is I, the Punny Pinoy, John. With me today, as usual, he is the main reason why this show even pulls any sort of income. Leader of Fred, our Uncle BJ, and Let's Start a Cult host, give it up to Mr. Josh Shell. Hello there, sir.
What's good? What's good?
We were just joking around that your background right now in your basement, you look like you have a kill room there, Mr. Dexter.
Yeah, we joked about that on my last episode because it's unfinished basement, so it just looks like a murder room or a compound.
Super sus.
Yeah.
And usually we have your boy Sean, but our boy is enjoying a well-deserved time off for his wedding. Sean, we hope that all the hard work you and the wife put up in the past year goes well and hope you have the best possible wedding ever.
Just remember two words, I do. Those are the only, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, all he got to say is I do again. Yeah. This is the second time they're getting married.
But that's true. He's already been through rehearsal.
That's true. And yeah, he refused to invite us because we would fuck up his wedding. But we do have a very special guest today. He's back at it once again. Wikimaniacs, please show some love to my good brother, the daddy himself, one half of the dumbfound dead. It is Patrick. What's up, my brother?
Yo, what's up? It's good to be back on the mic, man.
Oh, I was gonna say it's been a while, eh?
It's been a while, a long time. What, 6-7 months, maybe?
Damn,
just about. Yeah, we were just talking about this earlier. The first time that we recorded us three together was last year, last November. So that, man, time flies.
Crazy.
It is insane. All right, bro, you might be a little rusty, but I kind of want to put you on the spot a little bit.
Oh shit.
For those who haven't heard the Dumbfound Dead, what can they expect from the show?
Oh, fuck. Hey, I wasn't good. I wasn't good when we were doing the show. I'm still not good, bro. You can expect funny puns, terrible stories about people dying, and us laughing at them.
Nice. That's a good recap of the show.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. Well, also, just full disclosure, this episode is going to come out a week before your birthday, bro. So just want to say advance, sheesh, happy birthday, my brother. I can't wait to turn up with you again.
Bro.
Last time I've seen you was 6-some months ago.
The big
three, we need to do some shit again.
Oh, was the big 3-0?
3-2.
Oh, 3-2.
Dang. I'm getting old, man. My back's hurting a little more. The knees ain't working like they used to.
What are you using your knees for? Well,
yo, chill.
We'll save that for another episode. Hey, wrong platform.
No, this is the right. This is the right. Yeah.
You know, my God, Dexter.
When you get out of the chair, start making noises.
Yeah, it's not the gaming chair making noises. Those are my goddamn knees. All right, moving on. And for those who don't know what our show is about here on Reddit on Wiki, it's about a podcast that is most famous for using Reddit and Wikipedia as resources because we're clearly overachievers. Never 100% factual, but according to our listener, Alex, she gave us a 5-star for a review and she put, "Move over, Picasso. This is an absolute work of art." Alex is our good friend from Weird Distractions podcast, and shout out to Canada, Josh. So you have another Canadian reviewer.
Hell yeah.
And our lovely friend, again, left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and reads as this. Quote, who knew that John, Sean, and Josh would be basically the makeup of Free Serotonin? Absolutely love the concept of the show and the prosecution of it. It's absolutely a must listen. I especially died listening to the 536 episode. I learned so much and choked on my water from laughter. Please don't be on the dumbfounded. Well done, boys. Absolutely well done. Just want to say thank you so much, Alex, for this amazing review. And Wikimaniacs, be sure to check out Weird Distractions as well. I absolutely love their show. They did an awesome episode on Winchester Mystery House, and I absolutely enjoyed their Titanic conspiracy episode as well. So we appreciate you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. That's an amazing compliment. We are trying to kill our listeners, though, so that they can end up on Dumbfound Dead, so you guys will have content for years.
Yes. This is the whole plot. There's levels to this shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. So first, we make them laugh. Oh, no, actually, first, they get indoctrinated.
They come into the cult.
Yeah. then during orientation, they have to listen to Reddit on Wiki. They think they're learning some shit, right? Really not. And then instead of making them drink the Kool-Aid, we're going to give them shots and thoughts.
Yeah.
And then when they're all, you know, fucked up and they pass, they become dumbfounded. So there's levels to this shit. We planned this all along, okay? Hey, but be sure to follow us on social media. We're pretty much active only on Twitter. I suck at Instagram and Facebook, but you can find us on IG and Twitter at Reddit on Wiki and interact with us. I shit post all the time. If you want to support us through reviews like our good friend Alex, you can do so by leaving us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser. Better yet, tell your friends about us so we can quit our day jobs and live our best lives and have a nice fancy basement like our Uncle BJ over here.
Hell yeah. Maybe I can get some drywall on this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're also on Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/RedditOnWiki. You can also buy us a coffee and we have some merch as well. You can find all our info on RedditOnWiki.com. So now all that housekeeping stuff out of the way, and we want to maximize our time with our boy Patrick over here. We're going to get to our topic this week, and today we will be discussing creepy pasta. Now, I know Sean did a copy pasta episode some time ago, so in his honor, because he's gone for a little bit, I'll be going that same route as him. But Josh, I think you kind of have an idea already what creepy pasta is about. But for our guest today, Patrick, my guy, can you care to give us what creepy pasta is and do your best Sean impression of just fucking it all up?
Hey, as long as we ain't talking about miles and kilometers, we're good.
I was in Google, sir. He was so confident that he made me question everything I've ever learned about miles and kilometers. I'm like, I was sure they were they were longer.
He was like, I'm on Google, my guy. Yo, that had me dying. But anyway,
I forgot to ask his ass. I'm just, have you ever ran a 5K? How many miles are in a 5K? I should have made him realize that. I fucking forgot.
15.
Yeah, he would have still done the math wrong.
5 times 1.6.
Even after looking it up and Josh telling him, he still couldn't fathom. Like, he was still, yeah, no, you're proving my point, basically, Josh.
Yeah, you're just hella fucking fit, Josh.
I appreciate it, but I am definitely not. God, we love you, Sean.
You're not here, so we got to talk shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, creepypasta? Damn, I have no idea, bro.
If you had to guess.
Like something served on Halloween, bro. Just worms and
that's a good worms, guess.
Maggots and tarantulas, bro. I don't know.
Okay, what kind of sauce though?
Creepy. cranberry sauce.
Cranberry
squid
sauce.
Ink. I don't know.
Ooh, okay. Hey, since you brought up Halloween, okay. We did a Halloween episode and Josh got fucking murdered from his
absolutely
voting.
Murked.
Do you have a top five candy list on the top of your head right now? What you fuck with during Halloween? I know this is way past Halloween, but...
Yeah, it's almost Thanksgiving. It will be when this episode comes out.
It comes out almost Christmas, my guy. Oh, what you Jesus. Mean?
We're way
I listened
ahead.
To that episode of Reddit on Wiki, and I was... Man, what was it? There's one I was... Really? That's...
It's probably the jelly beans.
It was mine.
Huh?
It was
it's
mine.
A jelly beans, huh? The fucking Canadian had to fuck it up.
No, but I think I don't fuck with Swedish fish.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like Swedish fish. My top five. No order right now because I don't want to put it in order. It's gonna take too long. Kit Kat, Twix, Skittles.
Ooh. Skittles. Yeah, Skittles are good.
Yeah, Skittles, the tropical kind. Oh man.
Yes. Ooh. The best kind.
Yeah.
The best kind. The green and the blue. Oh my god, those are the best one.
I like Starburst.
Okay.
The so you're on kind again.
Yeah. I was gonna say tropical is the fire one.
Didn't you pick Starburst, John?
No, I didn't pick Starburst. I picked Sour Patch.
That was the one. Yeah. Okay. Ooh,
watermelons.
How can I forget Sour Patch? Yeah. Sour Patch. Yeah, watermelon, so good.
Oh. THC, what THC preferred?
Well, the rings, like the peach rings, bro. I don't know. I think sour candy. I like sour
fuck
candy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Peach rings are good. Oh, yeah. The apple ring sounds good too. Mm.
I don't know what an apple ring is, but.
It's the same thing.
You guys
know what the crunch, a bunch of crunch?
Oh, I almost forgot about
the theater? Bro.
Yes.
Bunch of crunch.
If they're in a little container, right? And they're kind of, they're almost like ice cream, like frozen ones.
No, well, oh. No, there's a different one. There's just chocolate with the Rice Krispies in it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good.
Damn. Yeah, well.
All right. Patrick might have the best list.
That's we'll have you again next year for a new fucking
a redo.
Ranking, but. Creepypasta, unfortunately, is not a dish served in Halloween. And according to Wikipedia, creepypastas are horror-related legends that have been shared around the internet. Creepypasta has since become a catch-all term for any horror content. Horror. I almost said horror content. Horror content.
Those are on Sean's episodes.
Yes. I did say that I was going to do an episode in his honor. These internet entries are often brief, user-generated paranormal stories intended to scare readers. They include gruesome tales of, and this is trigger warning, we're going to be discussing some fucked up shit, okay? Tales of murder, suicide, and otherworldly occurrences. The subject matter of creepypasta varies widely and can include topics such as ghosts, murder, zombies, and haunted television show and video games. Mm. Creepypastas range in length from a single paragraph to lengthy, multi-part series that can span multiple media types. That's what creepypasta is.
So would Slenderman fall into this category or is it?
Yes. Slenderman is actually one of the most famous creepypastas. You know who Slenderman is, bro?
Yeah, I do. Didn't they have a game or something like that?
Yeah, they had a few. There was such a good game. Back in university, we used to play it where someone controlled the way you look and then someone controlled the walking. It's the scariest shit because you're just screaming at each other.
Hell nah. Yeah, we'll actually be discussing about Slender Man a little later on. Awesome. So, where did creepypasta get its start? First, the word creepypasta is a portmanteau. Do you know? You remember that word portmanteau when we had an interview with Creepsalug, Patrick?
It's not that bakery out here, that Cuban bakery.
That's Portos, my guy. I thought you were starting to play this game with me. Have you ever seen that game in TikTok?
Which one? Oh, yeah. When they go back and forth with
dude. Have you seen that, Josh?
I don't think so.
No, I'm red.
Okay. Oh, you mean the thing that's made out of flour and yeast?
No, that's bread.
Oh, I'm red. Okay, I have seen that.
You know, is it that things they show on TV that they start talking about?
No, that's Ted.
No. You want to join in on this, Josh?
No,
you just had an impromptu game starting.
I am not confident enough.
Oh, shit. All right. So, yeah, the creepypasta is a portmanteau, and hopefully, oh, I said that already. It's a combination of the word creepy and copypasta, again, alluding back to that old episode, which is copied and pasted text that go viral. So according to a Medium.com article by a writer named Fintastic, written in 2020, the history of creepypasta is believed to have started back in 90s byte chain emails. Josh, you might be too young for this. I know you just probably turned 18 2 months ago. Patrick, you remember that shit from Zanga and MySpace days?
That shit was so annoying, bro.
Yeah,
to 10 people or else. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you ever remember seeing that shit, Josh?
So yeah, not on MySpace. I was too young for MySpace, but it definitely came over to Facebook. It came over to Facebook though, and then I remember, I think MSN Messenger had that as well. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
We were more AIM.
Okay. Yeah. Same idea. Yeah, same idea though.
Yeah, AIM was so better.
Yeah, Canada, we didn't have any, okay?
Yeah, you guys never have anything.
But yeah, so
you
I remember
guys,
it coming.
Wait, you guys didn't have AIM?
No, I have no idea.
Well, they're not American online, bro.
Yeah.
They're part of North America. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe we probably did, but I didn't for sure.
Oh, okay.
What are they going to call it? Sim? Or
Kim.
Cum?
We call it Kim.
Canada Unlimited Messages.
Okay. Cum.
Well, hey,
well, then.
Copyright it,
bro. It's too late. They got fucking text now. That's all we had back in the day. I had to fucking use the trial CD from the fucking Seafood City, bro. That shit.
Oh, bro, it gave you 100 hours or whatever.
100 hours, yeah.
Free AOL.
Josh, you don't know about that struggle, huh?
I think my mom might have used that, maybe.
Oh, my
AOL.
God.
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
Do you remember dial-up? I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Ear.
Yep.
And that... yeah.
Yo, I would get my ass beat. If my mom was waiting for a call and I was on the internet, oh, that's it.
Hey, same here. Okay, so the first known creepypasta was a story titled Ted the Caver. Using the same article, the story goes as this. Quote, it follows Ted as he and a small group of friends traverse a local cave which continuously gets more and more horrifying. The story was uploaded online in 2001 and is considered the first ever creepypasta. It tells the extensive, and I mean extensive, tale of Ted and his friend as they both explore the cave and stranger things keep happening. It ends on a cliffhanger where we are all left to presume that Ted has died. And as creepypastas get more popular in culture, so is the desire to build a community around it. And according to a Turbo Future article written by Darcy Nadell in 2008 was a big year for the horror aficionados. A dedicated website, creepypasta.com, launched and the lore became bigger, and this is when creepypastas started to reach its notoriety. It was during this time that characters like Jeff the Killer, The Rake, and most notably, Slender Man, comes to life.
I like it was just Jeff the Killer. Like, what a
lame
name.
Original. Seen, like, the Jeff the Killer pictures? Like, they're so fucking creepy.
I don't think I have Jeff the Killer. First thing that came up, so what the fuck am I looking at?
It is creepy as shit.
Oh my god. That is creepy. What the fuck? It's almost like Slenderman.
It's like Momo. You guys remember Momo?
Momo. Exactly like Momo, yeah. Like a girl, like a guy version of Momo.
A guy version of Momo.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's this emo kid.
You remember that shit? I remember when Momo was
I remember
was
those
like,
kids in seventh grade. No.
Josh was like, I was one of those kids in seventh grade.
Oh, God.
My Chemical Romance, I've never heard of it.
Hey, they slap, okay?
See, you know the fucking vibe.
Hey, Black Parade?
Hell yeah. When I was a young boy, my father. That's not singing. I'm not good at that. All right. And of course, with all things viral or popular, some people will take it a little too far. Slender Man becomes a household name because of an incident that occurred back in 2014. Trigger warning once again, because there will be discussions of violence in the next few minutes. According to a Time.com article by Laura Stampler back in June 2014, they reported that two 12-year-old girls from Wisconsin were charged with first-degree intentional homicide when they attempted to murder another 12-year-old girl. The reason?
This is real? Wait, hold on. I can't.
No, this is real.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Right.
This is real. The reason? Police believe that the kids were inspired by Slenderman. And Slenderman, for context, according to Wikipedia, Slenderman is a thin, tall humanoid with no distinguishable facial features who wears a trademark black suit. The character originated in a 2009 Something Awful competition before later being featured as a main antagonist in the Marble Hornets alternate reality game. And according to most stories, he targets children. Mm-hmm. So that was where the inspiration comes from. And these two girls were just like, I'm inspired by Slender Man. I'm going to kill another girl.
Yeah, I actually do remember that story. That's crazy. That's when we should have known we're going downhill as a society. After Yo,
that's like Momo, bro. I think Momo was the same thing.
Exactly the same thing.
Targeted kids and made them do. I don't know if anyone killed it. Any kid killed anyone, but I know it was targeting kids for sure.
It was a lot of self-harm. Yeah, it was. It was kind of like embedded in kids' videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how parents...
It'll cut to Momo.
Yep.
Jesus.
And sometimes parents just let kids, you know, watch YouTube videos to pass time. And when you're 8 or 6 or 7 years old, you're impressionable, you know?
I still am.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, you're a cult leader.
Yo, but what kid watching a YouTube video and sees that doesn't fucking turn it off or throw it and run?
Yeah, true.
Who's sitting there still watching it? This is cool.
Interesting.
Because have you seen Momo, bro? It's fucking scary. Yeah,
fucking terrifying.
I'm still scared of it.
Oh, I'm not going to try to put one of my friends on spot. I'm not going to say who it was, but a friend of ours, their spouse, did a prank on them with Momo in the mask in the bathroom.
She put it on the sink on the faucet head, so the mask was sitting upright. So when he went into the bathroom,
he's just like, oh,
and turned on the light. He's like, oh shit. He jumped and I think he fell backwards.
Yeah, I think he did too.
And she had her phone right next to it, so she was recording. It was funny as hell.
Yeah, we're not going to put him on a spot, but he knows who he is. I don't think he listens to any of our episodes, so it's okay. Nah. So the crazy part about this was the victim was found with, care how many guess, stab wounds. It's kind of bad.
Damn, it's got to be crazy.
I'm 41. 40. Oh, nice.
I was going to say 40. 47.
Okay, I guess it's not. It's still pretty bad, but...
We did that bullshit where people are, guess how much this person makes? And you're, I don't know, $700 billion. And you're like, no, that's way high.
Okay, yeah, that was way high. So the girl was found with 19 stab wounds after being...
That's all right.
And Dumbfounded is not coming back. We just got canceled before we even make a comeback. But classic. Yeah, the girl was found with 19 stab wounds after being lured by the children. And it was also reported that the kids had premeditated this attack months before carrying out the act. One of the girls who carried out the attack even told the police that they had no remorse doing it.
Jesus.
There's something psychologically fucked up.
You said Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
All right. Add that to the list of states I'm not visiting.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a lot of things happening in Wisconsin right now, but I think we're going to save that for the bonus Patreon episode.
That's true.
And if I'm not mistaken, the girl luckily survived.
Huh? Okay. Well, that's good.
She's not nine gunshots. It's just 14 or 19 stab wounds, you know?
Yeah, what's worse? Real. What's worse, 9 gunshot wounds or 19 stab wounds?
Shit. I gotta gunshot.
Did it? I don't know.
Fitty got it to his face, no?
He got a couple in the face, didn't he? Two.
So.
That's why he talks funny sometimes.
We don't know where she got stabbed, though.
Yeah. No, it didn't say in the article.
Plus, every finger and every toe.
That still hurts. if not the physical toll, it's the mental toll. Oh, yeah, that, sure. Oh my gosh, I feel bad for that girl.
The idea of being stabbing, I think, would be worse for me.
Yeah. I feel like stabbing is more passionate, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's gruesome. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, gunshot is kind of, I mean, I'm not downplaying gunshots, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, they happen all the time down there, right?
All the time. Streets, schools, yeah, convenience stores.
Churches.
No big deal.
Churches, yeah. Oh, yeah, God. Whatever, clubs, bars. Yeah.
Anywhere but a damn gun. Both?
Both the chicken churches and churches. Both churches.
Man. Hey, that's getting the
church chicken, bro.
That's getting pieces not the good way, bro. I don't want a two-piece combo that way, all right? So to continue on, the event was so bad of what happened to the young girl that it was reported, and it's hard to take this admin name seriously because Josh here reminds me of our first episode. The admin's name was Derp Butt. Okay, so admin Derp Butt released a press statement saying, quote, "I've been trying to encourage writers here to break out from the serial killers and Slenderman cliches that tend to overrun the creepypasta fandom. Though my motivation was less that I believe Slenderman was harmful, the Jeff the Killer fangirls and spinoffs I did find somewhat troubling. I've mentioned before that I feel romanticizing serial killers is not really something I feel comfortable with promoting via publishing all the Jeff love stories and self-inserts that people tried to submit. The only Jeff spinoff I did let through was one that I felt had decidedly non-romantic view, but more because I view this website as a place for people to become better writer and readers." And that's another topic that I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit. When he mentioned that romanticizing serial killers, I feel like true crime community kind of gets a lot of flack for that because yeah. A lot of the content is kind of romanticizing the idea that, ooh, serial killers are cool. Murder is fun and all. Like,
well,
but I know there's so much people that are doing it to highlight those types of crimes to save someone. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, being someone who is in the true crime community, I find it sometimes it's a bit much. What was that girl that got killed by her boyfriend on the drive?
Gabby
Petito. Oh, Gabby.
Yeah,
that took it a little far when everyone's posting a million things all at once. And it's like, guys, there's a family grieving and just not the time. Wait till after all of the facts come out and then put out a good episode with good content to highlight this person rather than just trying to get as much content up and milk it as fast for money and views, basically.
Yep.
It's different when you're doing it as a look back rather than it's a current event. So, yeah, that's kind of my look on the true crime. It is sometimes romanticized that way and sometimes just milked for content or salacious views, I guess.
Yep. And about you, bro, I know you also listen to that. And for us too, we're kind of the stepchild of the true crime, the true crime world.
Yeah, I don't know if cults fall under true crime. I guess it kind of does.
They do. What do you mean? There's a lot of crime shit involved. But what about you, man? Do you think as a consumer of that type of product at times, do you feel that way that it's romanticized in a way that they make it seem murderers cool?
Man, that's tough. I don't know. For me at least, I don't think it's more informative to me. If anything, you know, and I guess I'm just nosy. I don't know. I want to know the facts, you know, what the fuck happened and what went down.
Yeah. That's but
I'm
fair,
not,
yeah.
I'm not, oh shit, I'm going to go, you know, I'm not trying to gather information, trying to plot to kill someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, that's fair. And I mean, that is a big reason why true crime podcasts exist because to bring facts to people. So
yeah,
I understand the need for true crime podcasts and documentaries and stuff like that because, yeah, it definitely highlights issues within our society and within mental health issues specifically, usually. Yep. So, yeah, it does good. It does good stuff. You bring up a good point.
But no, I do agree with Josh that when it is a current event that's happening and people are out here doing it for clout and even if they aren't trying to do it for clout, it just
someone else will. Yeah.
Well, it just comes off like that. You know what I mean? That you're trying to be the first one to put anything out on it. You know what I mean? And get it while it's hot type of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where the clicks are. Like you said, bro, getting a lot of clout. And I know it's kind of like an off branch of that. Just the recent thing that happened to Astroworld, people started doing these conspiracy theories about, oh, Travis Scott did this shit on purpose because it's a satanic ritual.
Yeah, it was a portal to hell. You know, it's a cross into a black hole or whatever. I'm like,
shit like that. Because, you know, it is content that you're just like, it is salacious. And you just go like, but sometimes you just can't help but click on it and just be like, what kind of crazy shit are people coming up with, you know?
Yeah,
and then
people
get sucked into that and people will be combative.
QAnon, baby.
Yeah, and they'll just keep perpetuating the fact that they're not gonna, and this is super, super hypocritical of me because it's a show that we make fun of, you know, crazy things that happen, but it's, they forget there's some sort of a victim there at times.
Yeah.
And as a pass to me and Patrick, I feel we do that type of show is because we want to celebrate how precious life can be. And we just want to enjoy what we have and, you know, just the moment. But these people to throw out those crazy conspiracy theories that there's no facts or substance behind it. That's what's, to me, that's what's eating up the controversy pretty much.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference. As long as you're a show that's giving out facts and giving out the proper information and not misleading anyone, I think you're fine. If there's definitely true crime podcasts that were doing right by Gabby during that time period, but there were also ones that were calling in psychics and all that bullshit. And it's okay, guys, you're just literally milking all this for views and putting out 3 psychic episodes about talking to Gabby. And it's okay, guys, there's a real person missing. There's make the connection, the human connection. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a line. I'm not one to say where it is, but there definitely is one somewhere.
Absolutely. All right. Now that we kind of know what creepypastas are all about, we have to go back and send, you know, we gotta do a chain email and send 5 ads to, you gotta send 5 ads to different people or else our show gets canceled tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure you don't want that. So we'll be right back on Reddit on Wiki after a few words from our sponsors. What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com.
Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, and here's the part of the episode where we get to read some stories. I'm going to go ahead and send you a link. Josh, you'll be reading story number 1.
Okay.
Patrick, you got story number 2, and I'll cap it off with story number 3. Let me just send it to the group chat real quick. I just sent it to the group chat. Open that up for me.
Number 1, eh?
Got number 1.
All right, let me take a drink before I start reading this. So I've got darkness in the rearview mirror.
Oh, hell no. Y'all ever drive home after watching a scary movie?
Oh, yeah, God.
It is the worst.
Bro, I flipped my rear view. I don't need my rearview mirror.
So, I don't know where you guys are from, but I'm from a small town, middle of nowhere kind of town. And it's sometimes creepy. Sometimes creepy when you're driving.
I'm downtown and I still flip my shit up.
There's streetlights everywhere.
Yeah.
As a good driver when you're supposed to turn left or you're supposed to look to your left, to your right before you move forward, I just gun that bitch. Especially after watching Conjuring and all that shit, there's some bitch behind my back. I ain't doing that.
Nope. Don't look in the back seats. All right. So, story number 1, darkness in the rear view mirror. In the summer of 2013, I found myself driving home alone on Highway 902 from a party. It was almost midnight, and needless to say, it was pitch black. As was usual at night, I was on edge. I had the radio off and could hear nothing but the muffled roar of the tires on pavement and the dull hum of the engine. I stole a glance into the middle rear view mirror and saw nothing but darkness through the back window.
Wait, hold on. He had the radio off?
Yeah, that's weird already.
Coming from a party, he had the radio off.
Driving home.
In 2013. We had Spotify then. Put on a podcast.
You had burned CDs back then. Yeah, what you mean?
Go through your little fucking booklet of CDs and
throw on some Lil Wayne and get yourself home.
Put on that Jaquan.
Yeah, so already a red flag here for me.
You're asking for it.
Yeah.
No to victim blaming, okay?
we just talked about that. So continuing on, I know that I looked backwards and saw nothing. I'm sure of it. Just the seemingly endless blackness of the night. I remember it so clearly because not 10 seconds later, a car passed me to the left, headlights on. I had one of those sudden adrenaline rushes when you think you see a person outside your bedroom window, when it's just a tree, or when you start awake at night with a feeling of falling. 10 seconds earlier, nothing had been behind me. Suddenly a car. I drove the rest of the way home, shivering and knowing something was off. The next morning, I found two sets of scratches near the back of my van. One was on the left rear, one was on the right. The car was pretty old. They could have been there for months, but this was the first time that I distinctly remember seeing them. In hindsight, there are two possibilities for what happened that night. Possibility number one, by some glitch in reality or something paranormal, this other car had somehow appeared behind me within 10 seconds of me checking my mirror, like some weird ghost crap or something. However, the second option is what makes my blood run cold whenever I consider it. It didn't even occur to me until months after the fact, but it makes me dread driving alone at night even more. Possibility number two. The car... Wait. That was weird. Is that not weird?
That was...
Okay, I'll just start over. It didn't even occur to me until months after the fact, but it makes me dread driving alone at night even more. Possibility two. The car was normal. It had approached me from the rear and passed me to my left. However, something large and wide and as black as the night had been clinging onto the rear of my car, obscuring my view through the window, leaving deep scratches on the sides. And I had inadvertently driven it home with me. The end.
All right. Question number one. What were they having at this party?
What kind of drugs should he have been driving?
Can we have some?
I don't know if I want any.
How impaired were you?
Yeah, that, I mean, it is totally possible to be just driving on a windy country road or highway and just not see anyone. And then all of a sudden you just, yeah, not paying attention, and then they're behind you. That's a totally realistic thing that happens.
Ain't this shit remind you of Jeepers Creepers?
Oh, yeah. I've only seen the first one, but...
I think that was the only good one. Every time there's a sequel for like a scary movie, it's always a miss. Yeah.
That's fair. Oh, besides,
Insidious wasn't too bad. I mean, it started getting pretty reckless.
Right.
But Conjuring was okay.
Yeah, I was going to say The Conjuring wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But have you guys heard of there's this railroad somewhere where supposedly kids help you across because they're bus.
Oh God.
Yeah. So the story is the bus got stuck on the railroad and a school bus got hit by a train and the kids died there. Right.
Oh,
and so now every time you go there and you stop on the track, supposedly the kids push you across the track. And when you get out of your car, if your car is dirty or whatever, there's little handprints on. I don't know. I've never been. I don't know where it's. I forgot where it's at, but I saw it somewhere.
Interesting.
Something like that in San Diego, Gravity Hill?
Yeah. They fixed it. They moved. They changed it, bro. It was in Mira Mesa. They took that road out and they put a new road in. It's a wider road, so it doesn't do the same thing. But it's just an optical illusion, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
They have one of those in New Brunswick, I think, where it looks like you're going backwards or whatever it is. Yeah.
But it's just the hill is on a hill, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Or, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's fucking Hillception.
Exactly, bro. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this guy might have just been tired or not paying attention driving. High, maybe. Yeah.
This motherfucker lit.
High, cross-faded, you name it.
Don't drive impaired.
Exactly.
Moral of that story.
Yeah, or you'll take Jeepers Creepers home with you. All right, bro.
Story number two, instant messaging. It all started on the 14th night of March, the night of my parents' 20th wedding anniversary. It was a wonderful sunny day, if memory serves. A surprisingly warm before the beginning of spring. The beautiful weather was perfect for the atmosphere of the day. Being married for 20 years is obviously a momentous occasion, so my parents had booked a table at our favorite Italian restaurant. Of course, this was a formal occasion, so I had my best suit on. It was 5:33. How do you even fucking remember that?
Yeah, that's very specific.
I know, right?
Also, have you guys gone to your parents' anniversaries? I never went to my parents' anniversary. That was kind of the them thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, have time on your own.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I share the same wedding anniversary date with my parents inadvertently.
Oh, really?
So inadvertently?
Inadvertently, yeah.
That's crazy.
How do you inadvertently do that?
Well, I don't know. When me and my wife got married, my parents were like, oh, by the way, it's me and your dad's anniversary today. I'm like,
did you not know when your parents' anniversary was?
Why would I ask? The fuck? That's their marriage, not mine.
What do you mean? You just know.
I know my parents. Is that a...
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm a bad son.
Hey, you're the only child.
I'm an only child. Damn, I'm a terrible kid. Fuck me. Mom and dad, if you're listening to this, sorry.
Maybe they it. Maybe they think it's some sort of tribute to them, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't plan that on purpose. I'm going to edit that part out and say
yes. Yeah, just say that you did plan it.
Yeah.
Inadvertently. Joshua's like, what do you mean inadvertently? They told you after the fact?
Everyone should know your parents' anniversary.
Fuck me then, right?
All right, continuing on. It was 5:33, and I was just straining my tie when my phone went off. I'd receive a message. That's strange, I thought. That never happened. Damn, this was phone dry.
This guy's down bad.
No one's sliding this motherfucker's DM, bro.
You don't need unlimited text, bro.
Oh, it gets worse.
All right. He said, that's strange, I thought. That never happens. I checked the message. It was from my mom.
Not even from anyone else. My mom. The only number I have in my phone. My mom.
it was quite a jumble of numbers and letters, but through the vocabulary stew, I could make out the legible phrase, please help me. It should go without saying that this worried me greatly. So I immediately replied, are you okay? Just as instantly, I got another text which read, oops, pocket text. I signed with all the relief I had and continued to prepare myself.
That shit just makes me even more sad, bro.
Yeah.
It was a pocket text. Did you purposely text him?
Sorry, I didn't mean to text you. You're my least favorite son.
Yeah, it's like the fuck. Yeah, keep your dry spell, bro.
Why does this guy even have a phone?
Continuing on, a few minutes later, I received yet another message, this time from my dad. I checked the text, and once again, it was a massive mixture of letters and numbers with the phrase, please help me, concealed within. Creepy though this was, my dad was always a joker, so I presume he was just joking around until I was sent another text saying, oops, pocket text. Now, this sparked panic, pure unmistakable panic. Exactly half a minute passed when I received the exact same message from my sister. This could not be coincidental. It just couldn't. In a state of sheer anxiety, I started to run to the restaurant. I made it about a quarter of the way before I was stopped by a police officer. Main roads closed, he said. Huge car crash. This was the exact moment I realized just what had happened. I demanded to see the wreckage, a request I'm surprised was allowed. When I got there, it wasn't the remnants of the car that caught my eye. Not the flames billowing from the destroyed vehicle.
No.
I was horrified to see the lifeless corpse of my mother, father, and sister. I asked for the estimated time of their deaths. All three of them were killed instantly by the collision at 5:32.
What? That's I feel crazy. Bad for making fun of this guy.
Yeah.
No, fuck. Jeez.
This is made up, right? Wait, is this made up?
These are made up.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God.
Your phone's still dry, buddy.
That was the only real part of the story.
Shit.
He then thought to himself, who's going to text me?
the only person that texts me.
I'm going to have to downgrade my plan some more.
He just throws the phone away.
I don't need this anymore.
I guess I'll just wait till 9 o'clock till I get free texts. Oh, shit. All right. This is my last story. It's titled Roommate Troubles. This actually happened to me a few years back at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. My sophomore year, I roomed with a girl named Kara. She was a jazz vocalist, but her main interest was opera. We had a small room on the sixth floor of a dormitory called Juniper Hall. The walls were thin, and her last night singing and voice practices would keep me up late. After a month or so of lost sleep, I convinced her to move her last night practices to music studios in the Merriam Theater building a block away.
Fair.
Is this a guy and a girl or a girl and a girl? Because
I would assume girl and girl.
Okay, girl and girl. Okay, that's... I like that assumption.
I mean, roommates, right?
What
difference does it
make?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Facts.
Them,
facts.
They.
Yeah.
True.
Like, my pronouns and my thing right now is it, me. If you're on Squadcast, that's my pronoun. It says it, me. So around 8 o'clock one evening, Kara announced that she would be practicing late for an upcoming recital and probably wouldn't be home until around midnight. Great, I thought. That means I can go to bed early. I was beat, I had a horrible day in acting studio, and was ready to pass out as soon as I had dinner. She said goodnight and left, coffee and sheet music in hand. I made some grilled cheese and soup, gobbled it down, and immediately began to prepare for bed. By the time I got out of the shower, my eyelids were so heavy, I could hardly brush my teeth. Damn, y'all ever be that tired?
Yep, right now.
Shit. Damn, we're holding up Josh then. I forgot. No. It's late your time over there.
All good.
I pulled on my PJs and crawled into the top bunk of our bunk bed. I was out as soon as my head hit the pillow. I should take a second to describe the layout of our apartment. When entering the apartment, the bedroom was through a door immediately to the left. Our bathroom was inside the bedroom, just past the bunk beds. UArts is nice in the sense that you don't have to share bathrooms. Anyway, I woke up to the sound of the apartment door closing. I opened my eyes and groggily checked my phone, midnight on the dot. I rolled back over and closed my eyes. I heard Kara enter the room and stop in front of the bunk bed, checking to see if I'm actually asleep, I thought. She flopped down on the bed below me, which was strange, as she was a stickler for brushing her teeth and washing up before bed. Then again, exams were just around the corner and we were all exhausted. Why did they spell all like that? Like Allie.
Yeah, that's weird.
Anyways, the mattress below me creaked and then was silent. I couldn't even hear her breathing. I started to drift off again. I was just on the edge of deep sleep when I was startled awake again by a noise. A key in the lock, the door opening, and Kara entering our apartment, humming an opera tune.
Oh, the mattress
below me creaked.
Oh, that's the creepiest one, I think.
Who the fuck was a visitor?
Some drunk UA.
It was the guy from student. The first story.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
I like that movie.
That was good. I liked it.
Yeah, that's a creepy one.
Yeah, that was...
When I was younger, my greatest fear was people breaking into our house and killing at night, basically. Oh, I don't know why.
Same.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys ever seen the movie Strangers?
Yes. Like with the masks, with the weird straw mask?
Sack.
Sack.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That movie's creepy as fuck, bro.
Would not.
And then we're just standing there outside your door.
Remember at the end, they asked us, oh, why us, right? And he was, oh, because you guys were home. Like,
oh, my God.
speaking of us was the same shit, right? Yeah. During the scenes spoilers. Where they would just... Oh. If you haven't watched Us...
I want to, but I have no one to watch it with.
That's on you. That's not on us. All right.
Damn it.
That's on you.
You're right.
Yeah.
You is pretty good too.
That's a TV show, right?
Yeah, on Netflix.
I don't think I might have watched an episode. It's about a stalker guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, another premise.
That fool be beating his meat so fast, bro. That shit.
Yo, anywhere too, bro.
Anywhere. Damn, this fool goes anywhere. That's that shit so like that, fool.
That's a case, bro. That's a case.
Damn, he ain't even gonna take pleasure in that shit. I feel like my head will be hurting fucking doing it that fast, bro. But anyway.
Which head?
Wait, I was gonna say. They got time enough for that.
Whichever you want. Well, Patrick, we truly appreciate you hopping on, and I'm so excited to get back to doing Dumbfounded with you, bro. Sean doesn't appreciate the puns as much as you do. And every time we do shit, bro, he gets so mad. But with that said, do you have any final remarks? Would you like to hype up Dumbfounded or anything that you're working on at this point?
Well, first and foremost, just want to say thank you to you guys for having me on. Appreciate it, man. Such a pleasure. Yeah, I mean, Dumbfounded, if you guys don't know already or haven't heard an episode, go check it out. We have, I want to say 50-something episodes out there.
52
episodes. You guys can listen to and catch up on before we hop back on. So go check it out. And it's on every major platform. Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. We're on Spotify, right?
Yeah. It's like you never left. I feel like you got better now, bro.
Yeah, wherever you get podcasts, you can check us out.
Nice.
Awesome. Well,
yeah, I'm excited for the Dumbfounded to come back. So personally.
Yes. That has been a big gap in my life. Personally, it's been a big gap. I miss that show a lot. And even though we're only gonna do once a month, like, you know, it's gonna be action packed for that month.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to talk about, you know,
a lot
because when we were doing it weekly, it was, hey, what's up, bro? What's new? And the last week, and it's just like, fuck, bro, it's been the same old. I don't know what to tell you.
Same shit, and even then, we still filled an hour easily.
An hour,
you know. So we're it's a lot.
2 hour episodes a month.
just think about it as 30-minute weekly episode. If you want to chop it up in 30 minutes each so you can get your fill a month, by all means. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in this week. And what about you, Wikimaniacs? Do you have a favorite creepypasta? If you do, share it with us. Interact with us on our social media. We're on Twitter and IG at Reddit on Wiki. And per usual, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. If you enjoy what we do and you want to support us, you can do so by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and Good Pods. To support us financially, you can make a one-time donation from Buy Me a Coffee. You can rock our merch like I'm doing right now. I know you'd appreciate this, bro. It's a Charger-inspired shirt. You can cop some merch. And you can be a patron where you can get early access, ad-free episodes, and some bonus episodes coming your way. Shout out to our awesome patrons, by the way, Linz and Vina. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For all our links, you can find us at redditonwiki.com. That's it for this week, and we will see you next time. And remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, then you must have read it on Wiki. Peace.
See ya.
Later.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.